Okay. We're going to talk about Suffolk Arlo. Okay. I'm going to say some things at the beginning just to get us started, and then we'll actually get to the Suffolk Arlo. Some of the things I'm going to say at the beginning you probably know, but just to be clear and cover all the bases, I'm just going to mention it. If a fruit grows in the first for the first 3 years, it's Asur, it's Arlo. And there's a very big difference whether that fruit grew in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. If it grew in Eretz Yisrael, the din is, both of them are Asur Midaraisa, but Suffolk Arlo is Asur. Suffolk Arlo is Asur, and in Eretz Yisrael, and Suffolk Arlo in Chutz Laretz is Mutter. Okay, that's a Gemara, that even though they're both Asur Midaraisa, in Chutz Laretz is Mutter, Suffolk Arlo is Mutter, which is why most people in Chutz Laretz never think about Suffolk Arlo. To us, Arlo is Kamat not Negeta. So if you have a fruit tree in your backyard, you think about it. But anybody else, when you go to the fruit store, you don't think about Arlo, because Suffolk Arlo is Mutter. That means that if there's a chance that this thing is not Arlo, then I'm allowed to eat it, which is basically everything. So I could eat, I don't have to think about when I buy, pick up an apple, whether it's Arlo or not, because who cares? Because it's a Suffolk. Suffolk is Mutter. It's, of course, very negated to people in Eretz Yisrael, because Suffolk Arlo in Eretz Yisrael is Hasser. And what's negated to us, and we're going to try to focus on that point for us, is we living in here, when we get a fruit that comes from Eretz Yisrael, then we have to think about that. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, they actually have a different way of dealing with it. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, the fruit stores have hashkacha for the trumas and maizes. Anyhow, they have to have hashkacha for the trumas and maizes, and the hashkacha covers that it's not arlo either.
So that's not hashkacha.
How do you carry out the hashkacha? So, for your curiosity, it's actually going to get to later, but for your curiosity, the way they carry it out is that the farmers who want to sell to stores that are going to be certified for Arla, those farmers spray their trees with something to keep them from producing fruit. When they plant new trees, they spray them. I guess Mashkichim come there for the first couple of years and spray the trees that they shouldn't produce fruit for those years. That way they know that this farm is all his fruit is not Arlo. Because the new trees, they watch the new trees and they spray them and they don't produce fruit. So there's Hashkacha. So for the people in Eretz Yisrael, they're buying fruit from a store that, they're surely encouraged to buy fruit from a store that has Hashkacha on it anyhow. But when we go into the store, and actually what inspired this is that they're selling a fruit called a sweetie fruit. Okay, it's a blend between a pomelo and a grapefruit. They're selling it here in some Eretz Yisrael, and so the question is, are those fruits Arlo or are they not Arlo? Okay, so we don't have Hashkacha on Costco, there's no Hashkacha there. So the question is, are we allowed to buy those fruits or not allowed? What do you think about the fact that it might possibly be Arlo, those fruits?
Is that a climate issue? Is there a climate issue?
It is climate. I mean, it was climate to make it, but it's easier for the person to create it. Once it's created, then it's Mutter. So he
knows.
Okay. Go for it. Okay. So we're gonna talk about the Shiloh. The Shaila is most talked about by Israeli Pleiskim. All of the major Israeli Pleiskim over the years have spoken about it, because for them it's a real day-to-day Shaila. In America, it's come out not a Shaila, but we're going to take what they said and see how it applies to us. For we have the Shaila a little bit different than they do. Excuse me. Okay, so before we start, I need to just mention, you're probably familiar with this, but I'm going to mention a couple of basic ways of approaching a Suffolk that are going to be negated to us. And those are, one of the main rules that we use for deciding the Suffolk is, call the parish and remove the parish. We have a whole group of something. We don't know if what left the group, what was parish from the group, is it from the Heter or from the Isser? So we say if the rive of the group is Mutter, or the rive is Asser, whichever one it is, we assume that it came from there. Okay, so for example, I don't know if this is a perfect example, but just to bring out, I don't know if this is a perfect example, but to bring out the point, you milk a cow. Okay, most cows, the cows out there in the world, some of them are treifas and some of them are not. Most cows are not treifas. So you say, this milk that came from a cow, did it come from a treif cow or from a kosher cow? We say, called the parish, move the parish. We say that, and therefore we assume that this milk is from a kosher cow. Okay. What happens if you shech that cow? So we've been talking about this the past few times. If you shech the cow, and now you want to know if the cow is a treif or it's not a treif. So now, even though min ha-tayr, you would say, called the parish, move the parish. Midrabanan, you have a since is a mid hamatsu that would be a treif in its lungs. Therefore, you have to check the lungs. So therefore, you have to before you eat the meat, even though midrabanan you could eat it, but midrabanan since it's a mid hamatsu, which we say is 10%, the mid hamatsu of animals have treifas in the lungs. You have to check the lungs to see if it's a treif. So even though midrabanan is called the parish remove parish, midrabanan we say you have to check it since it's a mid hamatsu. Yeah, that rule of called the parish only applies when it was parish, when it left the group. It's not in the group, it left the group. What happens if the suffix came up while you're with before it left the group. The suffix came up when the iser is in its original location. Then there's a different rule, which is kol kavu kemechta mechta, okay, which is gzeiros hakasuv, that we say kol kavu kemechta mechta, that if the shayla came up when it was kavua, when it was in its original place, then we say it's always considered 50-50. Usually that's a chumrah. Usually saying kol kavu is a chumrah, say instead of kol deparash, it's a chumrah. It could be a kula also. Instead of saying roi var heter, you could say roi var, it's mechta mechta. But usually it's a chumrah. Instead of being able to say kol deparash and be meko, we say kol kavu and you're, you have to be machmir and assume that it's a 50-50 suffix. Hagam, that it's really 80-20, but you have to assume it's a 50, you have to treat it as if it's 50-50. Okay? And then last is that even though the general rule is that we follow parish or we follow kavua, and with the mi and amatzi is sort of mixed into there, there are some times that even when it's parish, even if it's not kavua, you still have to be machmir even more than the, even if it's less than 50% isra. Or even less than 10% iser. And that is, the most famous example, which is very negated to us, is bit b'shishim. Sometimes, if iser falls into heter, if iser food, meat falls into milk, or tray food falls into kosher food, we don't say it's mutter because it's called the parish, we say it's nois and tam, and it's not mutter until it's shishim.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about things, I'm giving an example, something that needs, the fact that it's less than 10% or less than 50% is not enough to be matir. You have to. It's only mutter. It's only
in my other yavish. Don't just matir. We still want to know.
Right. That's a different type of example.
That's the case we're taking out. Even though you do not like all the parish. By the time you ask him, goes to
okay,
the
that's fine. Okay. It's not a perfect example. Sheesh. Okay. But what's again to us? Back now we're finally going to hear something about it. Arla. What's again to us is that Arla has it in that we don't say it's not bottle. It's not bottle in. Roid, it's part of the Messiah. It means if I have a farm and I know that there's I planted one tree in there that was a new tree, and I can't figure out which one is the new tree, which one is the old tree. So the din is if there's less than 200 trees in the farm, then all the fruit is also because we say the arla tree is the new tree is needs to be part of the Messiah. If there be 200 trees, the fruit would be mutter. But if there's less than 200 trees, then the fruit is usher because it has to be bought to the Messiah in order to be mutter. Okay, so the
case by trees is a separate case.
The mission is by trees. The mission is talking about trees.
It's kavur. It's
the mission of many in there. So I'm not going to talk about the details of why it's not kavur. We're going to go right past it in a minute. But the Mishnah's case is talking about a tree, but the point is, if it'll make it easier for you, if we had a fruit that we knew was arla and got mixed into 100 other fruits that were not arla, we would say it has to be bottom of the sign, it's not.
A tree that has bottom of the sign, okay, tree type, you call more. It wouldn't be bottom of the sign either.
Right. But the Mishnah's case, that's what he asked, but the Mishnah's case of a needing bit of the sign is a case of a tree. Why it's not kavua is really not our issue.
The Mishnah means it's talking about the fruits of such a field.
Yeah, okay, that's correct. So something like that. Okay, but it's I'm just for example.
No,
okay. Okay. So now that we've got these we could call it the background. Okay. So now we'll go to the actually, the way the Poskim talk about it, as I mentioned to you, the Poskim and Eretz Yisrael, the one who talked about it, all the major Poskim that you've heard of from Eretz Yisrael have all written about or spoken about. They talk about a lot of different situations. We're talking about one particular situation, which is the most common, which is you walk into the store and you don't know the fruit in front of you, is it arla or is it not arla? That's the question that most people face. Most people are not going to a farm or buying it off a stand. They have all kinds of situations where what I'm saying is not true, but the standard case of a person walking in, I have one exception, but I have not found anybody who has said that should be treated as kavua. Okay? And we're not going to talk about the details, but there's lots of details as to why it's not kavua. But they treat...
Why is the car running one?
They treat the fruit that I see in the fruit store as considered parish. That fruit that I see in the store is if most of the fruit that's out there is not arla, most of this type of pears are not arla, then I'm allowed to walk into the fruit store and say I'm allowed to buy that kind of pears because we say call the person move person. Okay, I'm giving an example. I'm using old information, but the idea is just to bring out the point. Okay, this is from a 10-year-old chart, just because I didn't have the other one in front of me. Okay, they make charts of these things. Star fruit, okay, was 12% early in the year that I was looking at that chart. That means if you walk into the store and you see a star fruit and you have no idea what it is, come on, everybody says that that is considered called the Parish Meruva Parish, and since Roiv star fruits were not Arla, you'll have to buy the fruit. It's also, for similar reasons that we're not going to talk about, we don't have to be Choshesh that should be bought to be Messiah. Okay? But it's not an example. Again, there are situations when it has to be bought to be Messiah, but the standard fruit, the star fruit that I pick up in the store, the other fruits, I don't know, peaches, according to this chart, was 5.9% of them were Arla. I pick it up. I don't say it has to be bought to be Messiah. There are fruits like that attack a bought to be Messiah. It doesn't have to be like that. As long as it's called the Parshat Smotr. Now, we're going to talk now for a minute about this Shita, but I'm just putting in your head that we're going to come back in a minute to Rabbi Yashiv says a little bit differently, and others, even the ones who I mentioned, are going to have their own twist on it. So we're going to come back to that at the end. Okay, so if the simple thing, if you read this is, you'd say is, okay, so if I want to walk into the store, and I want to buy a fruit, I want to buy the star fruit, 12% of it is Arla, so I say, good, 12% is Arla, so I'm allowed to buy it. If I want to buy, I'm going to mention two fruits that may not have Arla. If I want to buy blackberries and papayas, okay, both of which have more than 50% Arla according to this chart, okay, if I want to buy those, and if you hold that those things are considered fruits and have the din of Arla, which is not at all Pashut, but if you hold that those things have a din of Arla, then they would not be allowed to buy, because there's no call to Parash, because they have 60 or 70% Arla, so they're not allowed to buy it. Okay? We're not talking about whether they really, the din of Arla Pashut, I'm just using it as an example. Okay. However, comes along Chaim Kanevsky, he brings the Chazon Ish, who's one of the people who says that you say called the Parash, he brings the Chazon Ish, and he says, but, you know, there's a din of Mir HaMotzi. There's a din that food that's not, that if there's a Mir HaMotzi of fruits, and the Mir HaMotzi is 10%, he brings the Mishnah Siakon, it's 10%, so Mamela, if it's more than 10%, you're not allowed to buy it. Okay? He just says it, just like as a statement. Okay? Now, see, makes a lot of sense to us.
You have to buy it, you have to check it.
See, I'm getting to that in a second. Very good point. We're talking about that. But he says, he says you shouldn't get it. You can't buy it. He says, why can't you? Because the Mir HaMotzi, in other words, what's his point? Midrashim, we say called the parish. That's true, we say called the parish. But at the same time, with the Rabbanim, we say, if it's a Mir HaMotzi, you're not allowed to use it. So he says, no. So called the parish, Chazon Ish is right, that you say called the parish, but it's a Mir HaMotzi. And he just leaves it like that. Okay? So his point seems well taken, that it should be a Mir HaMotzi. But it sort of begs the question, how come Chazon Ish, he's quoting a Chazon Ish. How come Chazon Ish didn't say that? How come Rav Yosef didn't say that? How come the Mechasitza didn't say that? Shevet Alevi and Shlomo Zalman, all these people who say that you could say called the parish, in different variations you could say called the parish, nobody says you need to be in a matzah. Rav Yosef talks about that.
Who's did say it?
Rav Chaim Kanevsky says it. He brings the Chazon Ish, says it, you say called the parish, and he says, but L'maisim is Rabbanan, you have to say Mir HaMotzi. So the question just is, well, what's going on? How come everybody's saying called the parish, and Rav Chaim Kanevsky seems to have a good point, that you should say Mir HaMotzi? Okay, we have another question. The same question, just in a different form. What's the classic case of called the parish and Ruba parish? What's the classic case? Teisha Chanuyos that are selling Basar Shchuta, and one is selling Basar Nevela, and the din is, if you find the meat, and it's the right situation, then it qualifies to call the parish, what's the din? You're allowed to eat the meat. You might eat the meat. 10% of the meat is traded. Okay, so that's what we're getting. I'm getting to that. I'm headed in that direction. So Teisha Chanuyos.
Oh, he's not asking questions.
Okay, so the answer. So let me just ask my question. I'm getting to you, both of you. Very smart. Okay, so why don't we say in that case? Why don't you say Choshesh Mir HaMotzi? If that's moment, it's the classic case, and then it's 10%. Right? It's Teisha Chanuyos. It's selling Shchuta, and one is selling the veil, so it could be 10%. So, the answer is, like the two of you are saying, which is, I think it's correct, and this is the part that's going to be negated to the coming times when we talk about raspberries, which is like this. When the Chum said that you have to be choshesh Mir HaMotzi, they didn't say that if there's a Mir HaMotzi of Isser, you're not allowed to eat the food. That's not what they said. They said if there's a Mir HaMotzi of food, of Isser, you have to go check for it. How do we see that? We saw it in the din we just learned. If you have a Mir HaMotzi of bugs, you have to check it. Avru Bishla, if you already cooked it already, then...
Dan, call me again, you're on Do Not Disturb.
Good idea. If you're over Bishlei, in the right cases, then once the din is, in over Bishlei the din is, you, what's it called? You're allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's only a chiyuv that you should have checked it if you weren't able to. Again, not in cases where you maliciously didn't do it, but you weren't able to check it, you're not chiyuv to. But the same din is by treifas. What's the din if you don't have a way to check it? Okay? Not in every situation, but there are situations where you're not able to check it, and the din is, so you can eat it. Okay? You can eat it. Why? Because it's only a chiyuv that you should go check it. So Mamela, like Yossi just said a second ago, the guy found a piece of meat in town, the point is he has no clue where that piece of meat came from. He doesn't know where the piece of meat came from. What is he supposed to do? Well, what Chazal wanted to do, go check where it came from, that's the whole problem, is I don't know where it came from. So theoretically, Mir HaMatzi would say not to eat it. But Lamaisa, Mir HaMatzi only means that I have to go check. There's no way to check. That's the whole problem, is I don't know where the piece of meat came from. And Mamela, Mir HaMatzi doesn't answer it. And the same is going to be, I think, should be by Suffolk Arlo in a fruit store. Okay, I won't go to the fruit store. I pick up this star fruit that has 12% Arlo. So you say, there's 12% of the star fruit are Arlo. Is there any way to figure out whether this star fruit is Arlo? Of course there's no way. I for sure can't find that. Even the store owner can't figure it out. Maybe if you really did deep Drishas Chakiris, he could figure it out, but I can't figure it out for sure. And it's very questionable if he could. So, L'chaire, everyone who said that you should say, called the parish, all the people who said that you say called the parish, now we hear what they're saying. Because Mir HaMatzi doesn't make sense over here. Mir HaMatzi means you should go investigate. If I walk into Costco, what am I going to do? I'm going to go start investigating where the fruit came from, and I'm going to figure out which farm I'm going to figure out. Of course I can't figure that out. So that's not possible to figure it out. So we well understand why everybody said called the parish and did not say Mir HaMatzi. Okay? So now we're stuck with the Chaim Pineski. So what did he say? Why did he say you should follow Mir HaMatzi? So the answer to this, some people here will like it and some people won't. Okay, this is a Baal Batash answer. And the answer is as follows. I went to... What?
No, that's the one I'm going to decide. What do you want to mean?
Okay, I went to... I had a hunch on a certain thing, and I was directed to speak to Rabbi Friedman from... Not our Rabbi Friedman from Skokie Yeshiva. Skokie Yeshiva. And I asked him the following, and he confirmed the following. He said he lived in Eretz Yisrael from 1969 till 1982. Okay, with a couple of years break in the middle, he was in America. And he said, when he first lived there, there was no hashgacha on stores for Trumas and Maasis or anything. As he lived there, over the years that he was there, that concept of having hashgacha on a store started developing, first for Trumas and Maasis, and later Shvias, and last was Arwa. Because of these shilas that Suffolk Arlo might be mutter anyhow, and that developed last. By the time he was leaving, that was already like in full swing that there was such a thing as hashkacha, that a food doesn't have arwa. So all the people I told you who said that it's mutter are all talking about it in the theoretical din, in the din the way it applied to them, which was they walk into a store, not a clue what things are arwa, which are not arwa. So the din is call the parish and rule the parish because I can't check for a mir hamatzi. By the time Chaim Kineski wrote his sefer, when he has a very simple option, if he wants to buy star fruit that are not arla, he just goes to his fruit store that has hashgacha on it. His fruit store is able to tell him that these star fruit have no arla to them. So he's saying, okay, you can argue on this point, but he's saying is the Mir HaMatzi says to me I should check if my fruit is arla or not. So I can't actually check if the fruit store in the non-certified fruit store has, if that star fruit has hashgacha is arla or not. But I have a way to make sure that I get no arwa. I can go into the store with the Sheiris Hechsher, if you live in Bnei Brak, I walk into the store with the Sheiris Hechsher, and it tells me that this one has no arwa on it. So when we say that Midrabanan Yimuchoyot to be Mevarer, he's understanding that being Mechoyot to Mevarer means go to the store that has the stuff without it, that has the stuff that's not arwa, rather than the store that has the Suffolk arwa.
No, but sorry, you're telling me I mean I'm not, so I'm going to have a choice of two separate ones, right? And I could get this one that's just as good as the other one. Mir HaMatzi hired me to get the kosher one. I forgot about the Balbadish. Nobody told me that that's trying to get the money.
I'm not convinced that it's right. I'm not convinced that's right. You could argue and say, come on, the fruit in front of me, I have no way to be viable to eat it. You could argue. I'm not saying that it's clear that that's correct. I'm saying, but at least I can understand it. That he would be saying is that since I have a choice of buying an orange that's no arla and an orange that's Suffolk arla, Ken Zayn that Mir HaMatzi is mechayim me buy this one instead of buying that one. Let's think of it like this. The Rashba said one of his explanations for Why have to check lungs? Is he says, it's nirum kabal ayim in isser. How can you go by, how can you open the animal up anyhow and not even bother looking to see if the lungs are okay? That's what the Rashi was saying. So, that is to say, it's like you don't care about the isser. So, that feeling is, if you could go to this food store, to that food store, you don't care about Arlen. If you go to that food store, there's going to be no Arlen. You go to this food store, it's a Suffolk Arlen. So, you don't care about the isser. So, that svara comes across as being machayim to go to that, to this place. So, again, you can argue on that. I'm not saying you couldn't argue. You could argue and say, man, I must be, I have an orange in my hand. Can I be Mavara? No, so I can eat it. Okay, you can, but at least I can understand why he says like this. It's to me, it's strange, because usually in Ruchan Kineski, whatever the Chazanish says is, that's it. That's the end of the decision. Whatever he said, that's law. Here being Chazanish saying, you call the parson, and he says, by the way, but there's me and Amatsi. I said, well, what happened to the Chazanish? What happened? Like, it's like begging the question. He doesn't give this answer. Someone told me I should write
about that. No, he's talking about a fine. I like the Minamatsu. He said the Chazanish is talking without the Minamatsu issue when it's 4-5%.
That's not what the Chazanish says. Call the parish. Call the parish. You go, call the parish. The Chazanish says, lie.
No, I don't be Kovu. I said, don't tell me Kovu. I will be Kovu. I will be one, whatever, in 1,000 years.
No.
The Chazanish says, no, that's in the Kovu. I'm the Chazanish. The Minamatsu is a threat.
He's saying the Chazanish stores.
If the Chazanish was one line, you could tell me that. It's pit lines and lines and lines of Chazanish in more than one place. No, he's talking about for real. He's talking about people. It's the second time the Chazanish talks about it is in Hadracha Lechuchas Arla. Like, this is like the lady's guide to going shopping. It's like, that's what it is. Like, you know? So, I don't know, not exactly. But, so, you know, it's like directions.
What's wrong with
so, okay, so.
When you start, 50 minutes ago, you were talking about the Chazanish and Minamotze, I was thinking in my mind, wow, this is very different from the rest of Kashas. In all kashas, you can start going through and saying, oh, what flavors are okay? I give you make a whole list of cases, and you can hear from our work here is that we hit on the that we hit in the corner is this guy. So I'm wondering, why is this in a whole different category? Polish! you can be mouth of one, isn't it? So, what's the answer? I don't know. The answer is, what's the answer to that?
Some of the answers are along the lines of what we're saying. If it's Epsilon of error, sometimes that's the answer.
What I mean is,
some of the things are exactly this, which is, if I could buy Pepsi that I know is kosher, or I could buy the other brand of cola that I don't know if that's
kosher. We don't tell people either. We don't tell them, all right, you want to buy a soda without extra? Well, if you're a place you can't get anything else, then you can buy it. Nobody does that. It's not accepted.
Okay, but we'll think about that. Okay. So you're trying to say...
We have a job now.
Yeah, yes, you're trying to get us out. We can talk about stuff with Arlo. That's fine. I talk about our jobs. That's the same story.
I think the answer is maybe. The
minute
accepted,
meaning
you don't buy food without
a hashir. What do you mean? Shukran has loads of cases that you buy this without a hashir. This, even if you don't know if it's kosher, this is mutter. You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm not sure how that plays into the software.
40 years ago, people would buy without actually right and left,
So
what you're saying now, I don't like your answer, that was not about the scriptures.
Okay.
But what you're saying now is that it actually changed. When it came to all these things now, it's not going to change. If somebody called us up, and when it comes to the rice and salt, somebody said, I got rice and salt fruit, without an extra. Can I eat it? No, you can't take up two surprises. You don't start telling you, well, it's right. You don't use any of that. We just use extra.
What you're saying is, when you say the words, it's a minute, okay, I'm rephrasing that. I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying is that even though the theoretically the din would be that it's mutter, being as there's a choice of buying foods only with the hechsher, we've gotten ourselves used to the fact that we can buy food with the hechsher. We don't buy things that without a hechsher based on the all kinds of klal that one might make a mutter. That's really saying is, it's what I'm saying, which is, it's epsilon vara. It's me and Amatzi says, go look for this thing that you could be sure is kosher rather than the one that's a sofa kosher. It's the same idea. Okay. Now, wait a second. But not only is my answer being reconciling, being the Yashiv, all these different sheets that I told you, but it has a huge enough meaning for us. Okay, as I told you, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we don't have fruit stores in America that have a hechsher on them that they don't have arla. When I walk into Costco and I see the fruit that has that comes from Eretz Yisrael, I'm looking at this fruit. Okay, and I don't know if this is fruit. Yes, arla is not arla, and it's a star fruit from Eretz Yisrael.
We know it's from Eretz Yisrael.
It says Israel on it. Yeah, I know it's from Eretz Yisrael. I walk into, and I see in the store that the fruit there, the star fruit from Eretz Yisrael, that I know, according to my chart, according to this old chart, is 12% Arla. Okay? Am I allowed to buy it or am I not allowed to buy it? So it seems to me it depends as follows. If they're selling star fruit in the next fruit store that comes from Peru, okay, from Argentina, okay, you add some star fruit from some other place that I know is from Chutz Aretz, then go buy that. Then I'm like an Eretz Yisrael. I have a choice of buying stuff that's, I have stuff, buying the stuff that has no shaila to it. But if this is the fruit that there is, there are only star fruit that comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's what's around, like the sweetie fruit. Okay, the sweetie fruit has very little harm. But let's say the sweetie fruit, it has less than half of a percent. Okay, but the sweetie fruit is, let's say the sweetie fruit would have 12%. The sweetie fruits only come from Eretz Yisrael. That's where they come from. I can't buy it anyplace else. So then, what do? I don't have a Chaim Kineski of Mi Hamatzi. I go back to the Ikra thing, what everybody else said, which is called the Parash. So I'm saying, so this question, this way to explain what they're saying is going to have a huge nafmita. If I'm right, that we only say Mi Hamatzi in cases when it's extra to get the food without a shiloh to it, then it depends. Do I have a choice to buy from another store that has fruit from a different country, from California? Or is my only choice to buy from Eretz Yisrael, in which case I'll say call the parish. And assuming of course that it was parish, that the roiv is mutter, then I'd be allowed to buy it. Okay, so for us, for Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chaim Kineski ends up being right. The truth is, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody says, now that we have stores that have the hechsher on them, don't buy the stuff with the safek garla. Go to the food store that has the hechsher on it. So what I'm saying is, for them, it's not much of a shiloh altogether. They don't even think about, the people aren't thinking about the shiloh anymore because it's become not negay. It used to be very negay and now became not negay. But for us, it's negay, and to us, the original psak, which is they call the parish, lechayra is very negay to us.
I think you got to find out what it might be that I'm really used to not think this is
negay.
Okay. Fine. If they didn't get Eretz Yisrael became, then nobody... Of course you don't find
that. That became because they had fruit stores that had no
armor. Whatever it is, except the meaning now is that you don't buy our fruit without a hesher. Like soda. You know, you don't buy without a hesher.
Do you buy food that you say is group one? Doesn't need a hesher on it?
You never buy Coke.
It has a hesher.
Does it? Yeah.
No. He means that someone's overseeing the kashrus of the... Do you buy food that you say this food...
I buy group two.
Do you buy things that don't need a hesher on it? Do you buy things that say... this food doesn't need a hashanah?
Yes.
Because? You don't think everything needs a hashanah. You say, I know that it's the way these foods are made, and that gives me the comfort to say that I can assume this is kosher.
That's right.
That is to say, called the parash. You're making an assumption.
It's not about the parash.
It's what I'm saying is you're using klolim to decide that the food is mutter. You're not saying that. I'm only saying it if
it's still limited. That's the limiting. That's okay. You want to have some foods that might be in the middle? I don't know. I have to look at the cash professionals to decide that. What according to our meaning is.
I still have more to say. Let me just finish up. Okay, we're going to wind down. Okay. Can't say, I don't know. Okay. Now, I told you that all of this is according to what most of the person can say. I have to mention Rabbi Yashiv Shita, and then I have to mention what many of those person can say something else, which I didn't tell you yet. Okay, which is like this. Rabbi Yashiv says, I'm going to talk about it quickly. I'm just going to mention it in passing. Rabbi Yashiv Shita is that buying fruit in a fruit store is not an example of called the parish. If more than 5% of that fruit is arla, it's something called safek kavua, okay, which we're not going to talk about. It's called safek kavua, and safek kavua, it's a machlekes nachronim, whether safek kavua is considered kavua, it's not considered kavua, and he says you should be machmon on that safek. On that safek you should be machmon. So here, what? It borders on those kind of questions. It's really Nachron who talk about it. It can't say in three shambles, I don't know. He says you should Nachron that. Okay? So you should just know that just to put it into perspective, a number of the Poiskim who talk about the child of Arla specifically say, don't be chashish about Safa Kapoor. Okay? So you should know a number of people said that. Rabbi Yashiv himself only says it if it's more than 5%. He didn't say 5%. He said a certain thing, and then they translated that into 5%. But let's accept that as 5%. And many of the Poiskim that you should know, there seems to be a Beferish Ramah in Simon Kofi Dalet who says that Safa Kavu is Asr. Everybody asks on why the Ramah says that. The Ramah seems to say that. But most of the Achronim assume that Safa Kavu is not Asr. That's not considered a Kavu. So just for perspective, but you should just know there is such a Shita who holds, you don't say it's called the Parish, that rather it's considered Kavu if more than 5% is Asr. Okay, you should just know. Most people don't accept that. I'm telling you that. But all the other people who talk about it call the Parish, and some do or don't say straight out, either say it out or implicitly, that it's not Safa Kavua. Mishnah is another Shita. Okay, but the last thing is that many of the people who I told you, who are being Makel, who say that it's called the Parish, say similar ideas. Okay, not all exactly the same words, but similar ideas, which are like, for example, it's also to have hana from arla. And therefore, the store owner who sells you the fruit, if he sells fruit that's arla, he's having hana. So it's lefeiver to buy fruit from him because you're being machshel him in selling arla. Suffolk with the ever on a Suffolk, I guess. I don't know. Suffolk with the ever. All they say a different thing. They say
he doesn't even know what's arla. He has no idea either.
He may or may not. He may or may not know what's arla. He may or may not.
In Israel,
two men in Israel. They say is Chazal tell us that you shouldn't be the farsim coolers about things that people are making about. Er Gemara. You shouldn't be the farsim things like that. So Mamela, even though it's really mutter, people are making about arla. And therefore, we shouldn't tell them that it's really called the parash. Another variation of that is Chazal asked to buy food, perish shvias from a choshed, and so too, we shouldn't buy perish arla, maybe we shouldn't buy perish safik arla from a choshed either. Okay? I'm saying all different variations of hagan that min hadin, the letter of the law would be that it would be mutter. Meikar hadin, we would say it's mutter because of called the parash. Even so, there might be other reasons to not eat the food anyhow. Okay, maybe this is Yossi's minute. Not to eat the food anyhow. Okay? So, they all say this. Now, a whole bunch of people, a whole number of places can mention this thing. And, Lamaisa is, in hindsight, we see the chachma of what they said. Because of what they said, because of these points, is, I'm guessing, is the inspiration for having stores that sell fruit that has no arla to it. And, in the charts that mark how much arla there is, they point out that they notice over the years that there's less and less arla on the trees. Less and less arla. What does that mean, less and arla? It's not because people aren't planting trees. It's because the people who want to be able to sell to the people who care about it will spray their trees to make sure that they don't grow fruit for the first couple of years. Okay, they make efforts to make sure that those new trees don't have arla. They're planting trees. They're just making sure that they don't have fruit to them. So this idea, which is, let's be more careful so that we will avoid arla, is more careful than requires, has had an effect that over time there's less and less arla being sold in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so in hindsight, we see the benefits of why they said this. They're saying this, people are not being careful enough, we should be more careful than the din says, and Lamaisa, we're seeing the Paris of that decision, okay? We're seeing what's happened afterwards, that the amount, now there's plenty of fruits that have lots of arla with them. You look at the charts, there's lots and lots of fruits that have lots of arla, but the charts tell you that the people who write the charts say, this has been going down over the years, this has overall been going down. Okay, now, I have to just tell you, who are we to argue with that? But we have to wonder whether all those things apply to chutzarts. Okay, again, these people are talking for Eretz Yisrael. They're talking in Eretz Yisrael where if I don't buy this apple, maybe 30% of Eretz Yisrael who won't buy the apple, the guy won't have any place to sell his apple. It has an effect on his market. If I don't go to Costco and buy their fruits, they couldn't care less. Their fruit's going to be sold anyhow. Whether the Yidden in Chicago buy that fruit or don't buy the fruit, it's not what's making the difference between whether the store is staying open. Costco doesn't have a Isser Hanah to sell Arla, so you have to wonder whether these kind of reasons, which are, the din is it's mutter, but you shouldn't buy it to discourage people from selling Arla, whether those things apply to us in Chutzarts. Yesh Lodin on that. Whether we have to think about those, does that apply to us? Or did they just mean that for the people here at Israel, where there, what they do directly affects what farmers do? Do the farmers sell, do they not sell? So for them, we see that more clearly. It's not so clear whether that applies to us. You know, the orders, Costco's not ordering Jaffa oranges only if they know that it's not Arla because they know the guys in Chicago don't want to buy it. It's hard to hear it that way, you know what I mean? So it's not clear whether that should or shouldn't apply.